Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Before we dive into PMI, I do have this stupid list. The top five gifts we're struggling to wrap this season.
Oh, my God.
At some point, don't you just grab the gift bag?
Yeah.
You roll into the dollar store, get yourself some gift bags this time of year, and call it easy peasy.
Or the grocery bags, those reusable. I'm telling you, that is a power move right there.
I'll give you the things on the list. The people are apparently struggling to wrap. How to wrap a candle.
What? Why?
You just roll it
around. You just
roll it. I guess.
And you pinch the top and you tie the ribbon around it.
The ribbon. Yeah. It's got the fun little side things.
Yeah,
right?
It looks like a Tootsie Roll.
Yes. Yeah, those are fun presents.
How to wrap a baseball bat? Who are you?
Again.
Who are you, Negan?
You roll it.
Shout out to all my Walking Dead fans.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Go ahead. It's a deep dive. Like, look it up. Look up Negan.
No. I know Negan.
How to wrap power wheels? Leave it in the box. It's square.
We're having problems with these?
And they still sell Power Wheels. Those are still safe. How to wrap sweatpants. First of all, you shouldn't be giving anybody sweatpants. Buy them real pants. And then number five had me giggling because it says how to wrap a calendar, which is one of the easiest things ever to wrap. It's square and flat. And then side note, who the hell is handing out physical calendars to anybody? And I was like, oh, wait, I hate to bring her up again. My mother-in-law.
Oh, does she? Well, do they have the cute pictures of puppies
on
them?
Yeah, there's. Yeah, every year she's like, "Who wants what?"
I get that because you get 12 pictures of puppies. Sometimes 13 when you get that bonus pick.
You get the January 27.
Yes.
The only one who generally loves it is my mom, who still hangs a traditional wall calendar on the wall.
That's so funny.
And writes in the squares of everything that's going on for the month, and
don't
she's got them
that?
Going back to 79. You know.
You don't
years.
Have a calendar on your wall?
Yeah, it's on my phone.
No, but on your wall
no.
at your house, you
what
don't
is
have
this?
A calendar?
82?
My mom does the same
still,
thing.
I feel like a calendar belongs in the home.
No, not at all.
Bless
generally,
this house.
hopefully she's not listening. When she hands Nicole the calendar, Nicole takes the calendar and walks it over to the Goodwill pile. And
there's she.
So sorry, honey, let the cat out of the bag.
We like a good old calendar.
Well, look at you.
I do.
You got a landline with a curly phone cord, too?
Maybe.
All right, it's time for the positive, the minus, the interesting. We call it PMI. It's something fun we do a few times a week. Who got to pee today?
I got that pee.
You got pee, girl.
And yeah, we decided this is a positive move that Australia's doing. They are banning the under 16s in their country from using major social media services, including TikTok, X, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, and Threads. And this is already implemented over there in Australia. It's the first ban of its kind. It is being watched closely by other countries. And the government says it's going to reduce a lot of that negative impact that we see that social media is doing to our kids. And we can all agree, social media is not a good thing for kids who are under the age of 16 to have. I mean,
We banned it in our house multiple times. My son, who's going into high school, who's wanting TikTok and X and all that. I'm like,
I've
seen the stuff you can see on there. No, not yet.
You can't have it. And that's the thing is the way it works is all of the accounts that were already up and existed from this country's services, they deleted them. They deactivated them. And they're not able to create accounts if they are under 16. And in fact, the country's even listen, Roblox and Discord, we want you to create, because those are the two that they don't have the bans on, because they have criteria as far as what sites kids can't access, whether their sole purpose is to enable online social interaction between two or more users, whether it allows users to post material, or it allows them to interact with some or all other users. So if the platform hits that criteria, then the government's it's banned. It can't be
They'll find a way around it,
of their life. Well, that's the thing. Is though they're really doing this in a way that it seems like they're doing it right, which is again why
kids
other
will find
countries
a way, Katie.
I don't know. I mean, at least they're doing something.
They're trying.
At least they're trying. That's all you can do.
Can't complain about that.
You know what I mean? They're doing something that our country isn't doing. And I just feel again, we will have to see what it does in the long run. We're gonna have to see how this affects everybody, but I think it is a positive thing. I mean, I remember when Zoe was this age, and it was still when all of this was kind of new as far as how it affects kids and how the lasting effects, what that looks like. But I am so glad I didn't let her have these kind of things until she was a little older, because it does screw with your confidence, you know?
It screws with my confidence at my age.
I know,
when
same.
I see stuff. I know how, like, it's jacking with me, so I can't imagine a young child growing up, middle school, high school, even younger, looking at all this garbage. It's garbage in, garbage out, essentially, and yeah, you're going to feel horrible about yourself.
Yeah, well, and it's funny because I've been talking to a few parents about this, and not one that I've came across has said, that's a bad idea. What are they doing over there in Australia? Seems like all of the parents seem like this is the move.
It is, but parents also got a parent, too.
They do.
You guys have got to stay after it. You
it
know,
is.
This is a nice step, but your parents got a parent.
You do, but it's hard.
See what's on their phone.
That's the thing, is this is going to help, because it is hard to police all that. Like, they can get it. It's not like, you know, when they could shut it down.
I get it.
I mean,
there's ways around it. Hide it.
Exactly.
You know?
So,
but we in our house, it's like we're paying for your phone. It goes in our bedroom at night. You know, it's a certain cutoff time, and we have full access to it.
Yeah, we did that same thing with Zoe. I took her phone at a certain time, and you know, you,
you
do have to parent. You have to
parents
do those things.
Parent.
So yeah, but good job, Australia. I like this move. That's
good
very
job.
Positive.
Well done.
Very positive.
Josh has the minus.
I do have the minus. This was a crazy story. I watched this video last night. An Australian skydiver had his reserve chute open on accident as he was jumping out of an airplane, and it actually caught the wind and dragged him back to the back of the plane, and it caught on the tail of the plane, and he was dangling 15,000 feet trying to get away from his backup reserve chute being pulled by a plane.
Oh my!
It was
God.
Absolutely intense. Insane to watch.
Stuff.
It literally was. It looked like a Tom Cruise stunt. But he was able to actually end up cutting the 11 cords that the parachute reserve was holding onto, and then he was able to free fall essentially off the plane and get away from that danger. And his main chute was able to open. So that's the positive of this minus, was that he was able to land safely and survive this whole thing. The plane itself actually suffered major damage to the back of the tail. And the pilot actually had to declare a mayday as the plane was kind of rickety, almost trying to, you know, stay up in the sky. But he was also able to land safely. So there are positives to this. But can you imagine just doing a normal skydive routine? This guy's jumped like 15,000 times, it says, or whatever. So this was just one of those regular jumps.
Something different for him.
This was a little...
We're going to keep you on your
different.
Toes there.
Yeah.
This is why you will never see me flying out of a plane.
Ever.
That's what
ever.
I wanted to ask
ever.
You guys. Do you have
ever.
Any desire to do
no.
it?
No. I did the indoor skydiving over
Same.
Here. And I love that.
My back
I will
hurt
do that.
Afterwards.
I will do that every day. I was actually a master. They're like, wow, you're really good at this. I'm
Whoa,
like, right?
way to brag, Mike.
I know. I did a really good
a weird
job
flex.
At indoor skydiving. I'm a champ, apparently. But,
what a weird flex.
I know, but I'm really good at it. I can arch my back, apparently.
Well, we've heard.
Point my toes.
We've heard.
Anyway, not what I
it's
meant.
It's also a minus.
Turn Katie into a taco. I'll tell you that right now. All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. Yeah, it's the time of year when people start talking about those goofy New Year's resolutions. I would love, I bet we get zero calls and comments from anyone that can sound off and say they are still doing last year's New Year's resolution.
I don't even
you're
remember what
involved
last
in it.
Year's
you
was.
Still, you're thinking about it or you achieved it. 303-691-1649, guaranteed zero calls. But it is the time of year where we start dipping our toe into that. Uh-huh. And a new survey has found just being happier is one of the top resolutions for 2026. I just want to be happier.
Oh, that's pretty vague. But
I know, but also quite sad, isn't
yeah,
it?
I know.
Everyone
it
is so mad right now.
We are just so burnt out. Like,
mad
I just want to smile.
All the stuff on the list to achieve your happiness is the same basic crap every year. Eat healthier, save money, work out more, lose weight, improve your mental health, learn new things. Read more, spend more time with family. It's always the most basic list when it comes to this stuff. Where is, like, I don't know, learn sign language or open a food truck.
Yeah.
Become a ninja. Learn hand-to-hand combat
know.
Would be on mine, I think.
Is that what...
That's my New Year's resolution.
Hand-to-hand
learn
combat.
Learn hand-to-hand combat.
I like
combat.
That.
I think for my wife, it would be don't nag the husband so much.
She's
that
not... No, that, that's
year.
Not... No. She probably wants to up that.
Whatever.
She's like... Yeah.
Whatever,
probably
taco
needs
girl.
To
nag
that.
More.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever, Bendy, over there.
I flex.